Hello.
Hi, Mondri.
Hi.
This is Kevin. How are you?
Who is this? Oh, hi. Yeah, I was napping in front of the TV, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's all right, but like, can you talk for a while?
No. I don't mean to. I'm just not paying attention. That's all. Well, yeah, so explain to me what you're saying that cover won't do.
Yep. So in terms of what you have mentioned, like in the email, that we should go ahead and add that verbiage in the back cover. But the back cover that I've shared with you, it's already the cover that I've downloaded. It's not an editable version that I have. That means in order for me to go ahead and do the editing in the book cover itself, then I need to either recreate the file or I recreate every element that the book cover itself has. And then, you know, I'll be able to go ahead and do any more amendments in there. So that means, like, I need to go ahead and get the cover to be designed from scratch, and that's where, you know, I'll be able to go ahead and do anything in it. If you have an editable file, that's going to make your life easy, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, assign the team to go ahead and get the verbiage to be replaced. But if you want me to go ahead and work on the same book cover with what I have, then I need to get it recreated.
I don't have the file because this was published in India.
Mm-hmm.
And they did everything, and you know, during the COVID time, I wasn't particularly worried about anything except, you know, getting the book out. So
mm-hmm.
I don't have anything, but I'm not really fussy about the cover. I've given you the wording for
mm-hmm.
describing the book and the bio. That
mm-hmm.
is easy enough to put on the back cover, right? I mean, you can
How?
Do that.
But like this,
I don't know. I'm not a bookmaker. Huh?
I understand, but for that we need to have the editable version. That means, like, in order to do the editings in that book cover, like, just consider that there is an image you have, all right? You need to replace a character, or you need to replace something from that. Then you need to have an editable file of it. Let's say that, like, you know, because every single element that you can see in the book cover, it's a human-based design. It's not something, or maybe if it's designed, but still there will be a designing work done, and that's where they have got the layered and everything for every single thing, like whatever is written in there. So that's how you can go ahead and do the editing and every layer that you have, you're going to incorporate in the design.
So what I'm trying to ask is,
mm-hmm.
to make it editable, if I sent it to you on email, can you not unload it and then fix it, whatever you want to?
See, I've even sent you if you remember, I've sent you last week an image that I was able to go ahead and find it over the Google, right?
Right.
Yeah, you said that's the cover that you would like to use, but you wanted to replace the verbiage that it has. And for that, I've said to you that if I'm going to go ahead and do that, then obviously, like, it's not an editable file. It's just the image that I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but can you reproduce the original cover front and back just the way it is? Can you use that?
What I'll do then, like, I'll go ahead and discuss with the team, because there is an image that you have got in there. Like, if you'll see, like, you know, there's someone, like a girl, or maybe like, you, it's your picture, like, you know, with a cup holding and the book and, like, sitting somewhere. So that's the actual image that you need to have. Or if we can go ahead and use the same image, then, like, you know, we don't want to go ahead and get the cover to be look pixelated.
Yeah, well, I don't have that in any thing except the book itself.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the reason I'm saying I can go ahead and discuss with the design team that if we can go ahead and recreate this one. All right, but although
there will be a cost to go ahead and do that. Yeah, all I want is a cup of tea-like thing in the front. That's
mm-hmm.
all. And at the back, I would like to...
Same, then we need to go ahead and use the same image that you have it on the front cover.
I didn't provide them with the image. The
mm-hmm.
the publisher found that thing themselves.
All right.
And they checked with me, and they said, is this okay? I said, yeah. So that's about it. So I'm not fussy about the front.
Mm-hmm.
Anything will do. But I don't like the, excuse me, the wording in the back
mm-hmm.
is very badly done by them.
All right.
And I would rather replace it with the wording I chose. You know, it's a sort of analytical blurb rather than just, I don't know, this very badly worded their original back cover.
Yep,
so,
makes sense.
So I thought if you could put that in there. Now, if you can't, and if it is easy to just reproduce it the way it is, go ahead and do that. That little description I have of the book, mm-hmm. maybe we can put that inside the book under an introduction. Do you think you could do that?
Like, in order for do any sort of editing in the book cover, then we need to go ahead and recreate the book cover itself. But the book cover itself has an image, like an image of, like, somebody is sitting in, like, a balcony.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it doesn't have to be. You can use whatever you like. I don't care. Just mm-hmm. show me any picture you can use.
All right.
And then wording that I...
I'll go ahead and, you know, sit with the team, like, you know, the design team. But, like, you know, in terms of getting it done, there will be, like, a one-time cost for the book cover design. So, like, you know, in terms of getting it recreated.
Look, you're adding to my cost all the time. First it was this, then another $60. And I had a feeling that this is what you're saying, you know, that you want to just put the price up. That's not very fair. I've already...
It's like this is another work. Like, we are talking about recreating the book cover. Like, if you want me
then
to...
Then why did that boy... Look, the original fellow who talked to me, whatever his name was, I've forgotten, he told me, you name a sum and we will do it under that. Then he said, no, I need $60 more for this. So I gave $60.
So how
now,
much
again, you're
so far?
$260.
I don't think so. That's enough, because obviously when it comes to getting the book cover design, that only cost around $150. However, what you have paid...
Then he lied to me. Then your penguin or writers people, I am beginning to recognize that they are not very honorable. They should not have offered that. I have a contract with you, and I have paid. I shouldn't have to be paying more. What?
Like, we will go ahead and review the contract. You can even go ahead and review it, what exactly it includes. Like, whatever it's going to be including, we are going to go ahead and get it done for you. But getting the book cover design and, like, you know, that is something, like, either you get it within the package and that you don't have it. That's the thing.
This is a very last-minute deal to tell me this.
No,
I think your behavior... I don't think that is very honorable, you know, not telling me up front.
We asked you for the book cover. I'm saying that, you know, we should go ahead and recreate it. Unless you find a book cover, like, try to go ahead and engage with the team who helped you out to get it for you. And then you could provide me with the editable file. And all I can do is go ahead and get the verbiage to be replaced with no additional
I asked them, but they're not responding to me. I don't know what is the matter with that woman who was the editor of that ABS. I asked her, but she's not responding to me. So I was just saying, I'm not going to fuss about any fancy cover. You can do any dumb thing you like. Just put tea and gunpowder, put a picture of a cup of tea, put my wording in the back. That is all I'm asking.
But still, it's going to be a book cover design that's going to be done by a professional, and every service itself has a certain cost. And what you have came up with the publishing only, in which we are taking care of your editing part two, like, you know, to go out and do the corrections in the book itself. So I'm not sure what exactly is going to
You all didn't do any correction.
What exactly is
I did all the correction. I did all the correction. Nobody
but
did
I can
any
see
correction.
I was working on it on the project the entire time, like doing the corrections with the images that you wanted to go ahead and replace in there. Although when it comes to signing up with the package, it didn't come up with any sort of doing all those corrections for you. But we did it just because that we wanted to go ahead and get your book to be published. But right now, it's something on which we need to align another team, like a design team to work on it. That means another job needs to go ahead and assign to go ahead and work on. And that's where it has the additional cost.
Well, I find that it a little problematic, but if you can't do it, then go ahead. Then show me what you can do. Then you better design it with my wording in the back, and you can also...
However you wanted to have the book cover look like, we are going to go ahead and do it from scratch. If you want to make it look like similar to this, if you want to make it more better than this, then you have the possibility to go ahead and get it done. But obviously, like, you know, in order for getting the job done in terms of creating the book cover, that means, like, you know, there will be a cost because, you know, that's not something included in the package already. You're getting my point. Although, like, I personally...
No, I find it objectionable that the young man who hooked me and got me to do this said, no, we will do this whole thing for $200. And he shouldn't have lied. He shouldn't have made that offer. And then he quickly transferred the file to April. Then April mm-hmm. transferred it to Richard. Then Richard transfers it to Kevin. Because each person is saying,
team.
Oh, let me add on
we
a little
a
more.
Like,
you know, from
working on
my
project.
Point of view,
I'm
what?
Not sure, like, you're saying, like, $260 too much. If you'll ask me, I have authors working with me who have spent not just hundreds of, like, thousands of dollars, like, you know, almost like you can say thousands of dollars, like, you know, on their book, because, you know, it's all about how passionate you are with your work. And every sort of quality of the work itself has a certain cost of it. And right now, what you have came up with, you know, initially, even though what you have paid, it was all about the publishing of your book on the Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's what we are doing. So as we committed to you to have a dedicated project manager, that's where me, Richard, like, you know, we're being trying to be in touch with you to keep you posted and to be aligned with you no matter what questions you have got. So do you really think
I'm not complaining about that. It's just that you keep adding more costs.
And, like, you know, contacting you. Is this like, you know, right now we are talking about how we can get this thing sorted for you. Is this like to get the book cover to be recreated for you?
Well, then send me a mock-up of the cover you can do and the back cover that I have provided with my wording.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to me and then I'll have to pay you. What can I do? You have now got me in a position where then I won't have any book at all. So I am, you know, I'm strapped. So send me a
Manjari, like,
send me a picture.
Court that if you think that you don't want to go ahead and spend any more money on this, then you can provide me with that. But if you can't, then you can still go ahead and get the book cover recreated on your own. I'm not saying that do it with me. Like, it seems to be like you're not trusting me. It's just like, you know.
No, it's not that. It's like, no. Listen to me, Kevin. I don't know how to make a book cover. I don't know how to do it. I don't know anything about publishing. I thought that you can easily copy the original cover from that picture. But
I did it.
So I don't know enough about it. Maybe you can't. Maybe it will look very bad.
Yeah,
and you don't want to.
If you're going to
okay.
put the verbiage like this, it's not going to look like, you know, it's the actual book cover. Even though if I'm going to go ahead and put it on the Amazon itself, by the time of publishing, they're going to reject it. And I don't want to want that thing to be happening. If you are already aligning your book to make it perfect and wanted to have the book cover to look even perfect, then it's better that you have a good file on it that's going to be placed by the time of publishing it over the Amazon, because Amazon itself has their certain standards and protocols for doing the publishing.
Well, then send me a picture, send me what the back cover will look like, and tell me how much it's going to cost. I mean, you're saying another $150. So make that contract just for the cover and send it to me. I'll take a look and I have to do it. What to do?
But Manjari, that's not how it works. Like, in order for me to go ahead and assign the task, then I need to go ahead and make sure that this is something that you have already signed up with, to getting the book cover design. Like, the way you signed up for getting the book published, that's where we started the work. And that's how we are going to go ahead and get the book cover team to be assigned to work on it. And it's not going to be like that I'm going to go ahead and get the design done and share it with you and you approve it. You will be having the chance to, like, in order to make sure that the book cover itself has been done based on your satisfaction, whatever concerns you will be having after seeing the mock-up, we will go ahead and work on it till the time you find the best book cover for your book.
Yeah, I am not fussy about the book cover at all. Please give me something as basic as you can do for that money. I don't want to spend too much more. That's all I'm saying.
I understand your point. And still not too much,
okay.
That's what I'm telling you. But the thing is...
All right. Then just send me that. Okay, I'm agreeing. You send me, firstly, what it will look like, and then put that money in there, and then I will sign it or whatever you have to do.
All right.
Okay.
Like, in terms of the collecting the money, then all I can suggest you that, you know, since we are adding on, like, you know, to go ahead and get you with the book cover, then all I can request the team to go ahead and collect the payment through the through card you have on file. You know, by the time you signed up, we can go ahead and collect the payment through that. It's not going to be...
Okay, how much are you going to take?
It's like $150, and then, you know, I'll go ahead and sign the team, you know, tomorrow morning when I'll be in the office, where the design team is going to go ahead and get the, you know, book cover design, how the actual cover looks like, or, like, if you have any suggestions, then what I'll do, like, I'll go ahead and share the brief form, usually what we do. like we share the brief form for the book cover design, like it will ask you for your ideas you have in mind. If you feel like this is something you find it as a bit obsolete, but we can consider this as in suggestions or like inspiration or maybe like as in preferences, but you can fill out a brief too. So that way you have whatever you have in mind, then my creative team can go ahead and get you a better book cover design.
Okay.
Yeah, but in order for me to make sure that the card that you have in file, are you able to hold on the line for a moment so that I can check with the finance team and to confirm the last four of the card?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, stay on the line. Thank you for staying on the line. Are you there, Manjir?
Huh.
I just confirmed the with the finance team that they have got the card on file that's ending on 1136. So should I let them go ahead and get the same card to go ahead and collect the $150 for the book cover design?
All right.
All right. So what I'll do, I'll just go ahead and instruct the team to go ahead and collect the payment on the same card. And once that is done, I'm going to go ahead and send you the brief form as well so that you can fill it out as well.
Yes, and also send me a receipt.
Yep, as soon as the payment has been received, I'll go ahead and share the paid invoice to you as well. And also, the need that will appear on your merchant, like, you know, in terms on your banking details, that's going to be a merchant.
Oh.
It's going to be like Codex Lab.
I don't know what all that is.
It's the merchant name through which the payment is going to be collected. It's just like
The Chase Bank.
Information. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And then you will make a cover that is similar in content. It will have
exactly.
The word tea and gunpowder. It will have my name.
Whatever you want
and
to
that.
Put it in there, like even though the word garbage that you provided to Richard, even though like, you know, you want to include anything else because you are getting the book cover recreated again. So that means you have the opportunity to go ahead and include whatever you were not able to include last time. We can.
No, I will be... I only wanted that old wording to be changed for the description, you know, the blurb of the book itself. I want that to be replaced with my wording.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bio, it can be a little shorter to fit it in there. And I sent you that also.
Yep, that's
so
great,
those,
great, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Those two are all right. There's nothing. It's only the front cover. Since you can't copy it from the old one, you have to find something similar in spirit. The book is about... it is set in the mountains, you know, Darjeeling and Himalayas. So picture of the mountains or forests like that, or tea gardens and all that with the mountains that, and a cup of tea. I thought that makes the most obvious sense because that's what the book is about.
Yep. If you think that you want to use some sort of similar image, if we are not able to find the exact same image, then we can go ahead However,
yes, I didn't care. I'm not fussy about the image. It should just look reasonably attractive so that, you know, people, when they are browsing, they don't really care too much about the content. They're very shallow, many buyers are. So you don't want an off-putting image. And I think those colors are okay, you know, the green forest and the cup of tea and all that, that's okay. But it doesn't have to be exact same. You can do whatever you can do.
We are trying to make it best for you. That's all I can say. However, do you want me to go ahead and share the brief form to you with you as well, or do you want me to just consider the book cover design we have? Because through the brief, you will be able to go ahead and suggest something on your own, like, you know, what exactly you have in mind as an idea, because the questionnaire will be having some sort of that through that you will be able to go ahead and talk about your ideas in mind for the book cover?
No, I really don't have any ideas. It should be roughly similar to the one that is already there.
All right.
That
sounds
is
good.
All
right.
Okay?
Sounds good to me. However, I would say you can rework on, the bio and the wording that you provided to Richard. I'll get it collected from Richard. But you can rewrite the verbiage and send it to me via email. Just precisely mention it's about the book cover. And also the image that you have placed in there of yours. I noticed that there is an image of yours and also a few of the logos that you have placed in there.
That is from the back cover that my daughter had sent that picture of me. Mm-hmm. I don't even have anything really to
if you don't want to use that, if you want to use like something like as a new picture of yours, we can go ahead and use that too. If you don't want to have it, then I think it's up to you.
Yeah, I think I'm most keen that the description of the book, I want that description because I don't like what they wrote. It's very bad English and it is also not descriptive of the book. So I want that replaced. I don't care about the bio or the picture, all that you can do, whatever you can do. I'll see if I can find a better picture. But, then they'll say it's all pixelated and all, you can't use it. So I don't have a good picture of myself. You can use that one if you like. But I certainly want the front cover to be similar in spirit. It should have mountains and a cup of tea. That would be appropriate for the book's content.
All right. I got your point. But in order for me to take out the picture from that image only, I cannot include that in the book cover that I'm going to go ahead and work on. I would be needing the actual picture that you provided to them by the time they were working on getting the book cover design. I like just the same image or maybe...
Never provided them that picture. They made that picture themselves.
Oh, so...
I didn't provide it.
Right? That is your picture on the book cover.
That one, yes. That I can send you again if you want.
Yep, that's what I want. And also, I've noticed there are a few of the logos like I have seen on the book cover. Just a moment.
Yeah, those, it will no longer publish by them. It will have your publication facts on it, right? It is published by...
I can see. It's somewhere
Penguin
Writing? India.
Yeah, and also, won't the ISBN number be changed?
I think, like, if you have got it, I think you have this ISBN number, right?
Yeah, it is on the back of the book.
Yep. So I think we can go ahead and include that one. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yep. Then that one will be there, but it is no longer published by AABS. It is published by Penguin Writers, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still ISBN. It's like an international serial book number. So you need to go ahead.
No, I don't mean that. The publisher won't. Will the publisher...
I thought it's something referring to, like, with what your book is about, but I realized that it's a publisher logo, so it's not something to worry about, not a problem.
Yeah. You can change that to your logo or whatever you're doing.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be based
so
on the
then you
search.
Will.
Yep.
Yeah. So you send me whatever you are sending me tomorrow, and I'll get back to you.
I'll send you the paid receipt and the brief. Like, as you stated, you don't prefer to go ahead and fill out the brief, so I would say just I'm going to go ahead and send you the invoice, and then I'll go ahead and get the team. I'll send the team to go ahead and work on getting the book cover design. All right?
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.